Right. Well, given those kind of questions, do you think it's accurate to describe ICANN as being in the kind of technical management business?
Probably. Almost clerical.
How would you then respond to some of the critics of ICANN who,
The ones who say things like, "I can't."
well, those and the ones who feel that a lot of what ICANN describes as technical management really has taken on a very large kind of public policy component for several reasons, as kind of money around the internet has gotten bigger as the stakes have grown in other respects. How do you respond to that kind of criticism when you say, in your view, what ICANN does is largely clerical?
Well, to the extent that ICANN remains clerical, I think they're on their safest possible track. They were intended to be essentially clerical, and they should remain so. To the extent that they go try to solve other problems, then they find themselves walking into minefields, and they do so pretty regularly. For example, coming back to this question of .eu, Mike Roberts sent myself a note, myself and Brian Carpenter a note, a few days ago, saying, "Gee whiz, I'm coming under a lot of pressure to do this. I'm running out of arguments, and I think I ought to just go do it." Whereupon we involved the IAB in the discussion, and one of the people who's been very involved in advising ICANN and other people on the DNS route for a while, a fellow by the name of John Clenson, chimed in and pointed out that in that case, then ICANN would be conducting foreign policy, which is illegal for a United States citizen to do. For them to make any decision which doesn't have a clear precedent in terms of ISO 3166 or some such thing gets them into some very dangerous water. ICANN has its critics, and I have to say that in some respects, I'm one of them. I'm not real pleased with the way this has all come out. However, I have to say that I haven't come up with a better one. Okay?
Right.
If you look at it structurally, the Internet Assigned Number Authority has historically been about four people, and the total amount of work that they've done comprises about one person's work, okay, but shuffled among, 10% of this person and 25% of that. Those people, kind of no matter what you do, would do the right thing for the internet, and I've never had a problem with anything that any of them did or with any of their motives. And these are people that I know pretty well. To manage those four people, we now have a manager, a chief executive officer, a potential CTO, a board consisting of some 19 members, and meetings that happen at random places around the world comprising hundreds to thousands of people. And the whole structure seems a little baroque. That said, I don't know how else to make sure that everybody gets their voice in, how to make sure that Tuvalu really does get represented, that Carl Denninger has somebody to yell at, that at the end of the day, the right decisions get made. To give you an example of the kinds of considerations that come into that, when the United States bombed the Chinese embassy last May, I was supposed to be over there to speak the following week.
Over in China?
In China. And I didn't go. Something about rocks being thrown at people. And following September, last September, I did go. And I asked for a briefing before I went. And was told that the Chinese government basically views the United States government as an aggressor, and that in Chinese lines of thinking, it's unimaginable that the IETF, the organization of which I'm the chair, and ICANN, are not tools of the United States government.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that the various diagnostic features that are in Cisco routers must, of course, be there because they are put there by the Department of Defense as a way to tap into the Chinese network and take it down in the event of time's trouble. All of which are some very interesting beliefs. If they were true, I can think of a lot of ISPs that would be using them. But okay, there's that perception. And while that may be a little bit extreme on China's part, there's a lot of people in a lot of countries that have those viewpoints, that view the fact that right now, every time ICANN makes a change in the route, the fact that that has to also be authorized by NTIA, view that as a control of the United States government over the internet, and are not happy about it. Okay, the European Union is very concerned about that, and would like very much for the U.S. government to get out of it. Okay, whatever criticisms you might have of ICANN, I haven't come up with another process by which all of those people can get their word in edgewise, apart from handing the thing to the ITU. And now I have to tell you, ITU has not proven itself competent in handling internet facilities. If anything, they've proven themselves completely unknowledgeable on the subject.